This is Alan Karpik with your Arnie's Birthday Zoom. And one of the all-time pretty greats and with us today celebrating birthday number 34. Now, truth be told, it'll be tomorrow is his birthday, but today is the day that it's running, Wednesday, December 8th. Keaton Grant turns 34. That's impossible. I can remember when you were when you came to Purdue and were first playing as number five, but happy birthday to you and welcome to our birthday Zoom.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Keaton, you know, when you had the chance to, you know, your first year was 2006-2007, right? You came went to prep school and came to Purdue and really was a part of a huge turnaround for Purdue basketball. I mean, and you're one of the ones that's on the pedestal for making that happen. Now you've got a little bit of time, maybe 15 years to reflect on that. What did that teach you, you know, in terms of leadership and things that you've been about since then?
One, it taught me a lot. It's funny for you to say 15 years. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. I still remember my first individual workout. It taught me a lot about leadership and also taught me how to persevere through things, trust the process, rely on training, rely on your teammates. And honestly, that still holds true to 15 years past when I started at Purdue. And then just like I laugh about my first workout with Coach Martin, you know, through high school, you do these workouts, right? And you're a superior athlete than everyone else. So you crush it. And the same thing with prep school. Then you get to college for the first day, first workout, all excited, got the adrenaline pumping and everything. And 20 minutes within the workout, you're ready to say, man, you know what? I think I want to quit because I didn't know it was going to be like this, holding the medicine balls and the defensive stance and all this and lightheaded on one knee. And you're trying to impress the coaches. And they're like, man, you can't give up on the first day. So that's the funny thing that I remember. I don't think I ever forget that day. That's funny about it.
It's funny. Number 22, Konzo Martin. Number 5, Keaton Grant. Similar guys and players because Konzo, and you'd have been a real youngster when Konzo played, but I'm sure you knew the legend, tough-minded guy, defensive player, but also turned into a very good shooter in his junior and senior years. Talk about, you know, his mentorship, because so many guys talk about that role of your era have talked about what, you know, obviously Matt Painter had a lot to do with that, but Konzo Martin made a big difference, it seems, to a lot of guys of your era.
Yeah, for sure. It means a lot. And also, I still talk to Coach Martin to this day. But his mentorship means a lot because especially I'm coming from Florida and I went to prep school. But at the end of the day, when you're having someone to rely on, even if it's just to talk life, but at the end of the day, when things you don't understand as a young player, understanding like what the true meaning of being a student athlete. But the one thing Coach Martin preaches, and I know for a fact he still preaches this to his guys today, is accountability. Take it responsibility. It's no one's fault. It's no one else's fault but yours. You're the one in the driver's seat. You're the one who walks through your shoes each and every day. You're going through the practices. And so when it comes to the game, you've got no one to blame but yourself. And there's another thing that I think that I hold true to myself now and I pass on to my kids. You can't get mad at something that you don't practice. You can't get mad if you're missing shots. Why? Are you in the gym practicing? Are you up in the gym putting up shots? So just accountability and taking responsibility for the work that you put in. And at the end of the day, the results will take care of itself.
I love that. That's a great statement about you can't get mad about what you don't practice. I think that's those are words to live by. And I think it's important that people understand that. You had an interesting career at Purdue because you came in on the great resurgence. I mean, obviously, the year before you got there, Coach Matt Painter's first year, Purdue struggled. Then Carl Landry, David Teague come back and are eligible. You're a freshman on that team along with Chris Kramer. And then the baby boilers come in and you're an old man was kind of compared to those guys, but talk about that transition, the two different types of teams you played with, when you had a Teague and a Landry and versus a Hummel, Martin, Johnson and Etuan Moore type of situation.
Well, I think, you know, for us coming in, especially with me and Kramer, we bought into the system. We kind of let ourselves go. We trying to get in where we fit in. And then with that, just working each and every, working hard each and every day and putting that work from that standpoint. And then with that experience that we had going to the tournament, which they haven't been to a tournament in some time, and then playing against Florida, losing against Florida, and seeing what type of athletes you're playing against, some type of talent you're playing with. And then with Etuan and Juwan and Rob, and at the time, Scott Martin came in. So now we're kind of molding ourselves, right? We're still new. We're still trying to find identity. But we know, me and Chris Kramer, at the end of the day, we can play hard. And then that can probably take care of itself, right? You play hard, and then you can do something in the Big Ten with that. Of course, you're going to have talent. But we did have talent. And then as we got throughout the year, we have some growing pains, that's for sure. But we started to build on that. And so then when the junior year comes, now we can hit the ground running. Now we kind of know, have an identity and build around some things and mold ourselves, and everyone's falling in line with their role and everything. So it's special because it started from somewhere, right? And it started with me and Chris freshman year. And then we knew how to, mentor the young players.
I think ultimate tone setters you guys were, to be honest. I mean, you guys you set the tone, you set the expectation, and you had and Rob and Etuan and Juwan, three guys that were willing to, you know, it seems to me from an outsider's perspective, guys to listen. Yeah, and you're right. That's that year, 2007, 2008, you went from losing to Wofford, but also to winning against Wisconsin and having within a month, and the fans rushed the court. I mean, and you were team MVP of that 2007-8 team. And, you know, that was one of the most special years in the history of Purdue basketball, because there's nothing more exciting when you have so many young players with that energy in Mackey Arena. Is that your recollection as well?
Yeah. The peak was very high and then the values were very low. I mean, Wofford, I mean, I still remember that practice. I still remember that sequence of practices and events leading up to the Big Ten, you know, so we lose that game. And then, you know, it made even worse, we lost at home. So in front of the Mackey crowd, right? And then, tough practices, but that's why I go back to trusting the process, leaning on each other. And the worst thing the best thing we did is just stick together. Worked hard, practice, and then at the end of the day, we're able to put it all together, come up with some good wins in the Big Ten, and then it really came together during my junior year.
Yeah, and you also hit the great, you know, Purdue's first and only Big Ten tournament championship. You hit the shot that really put Purdue over the edge against Ohio State, a deep one that just kind of delivered Purdue. That had to be a special experience to win the Big Ten tournament, but also to be a team that was a part of a long run to the Big Ten championship as well.
Yes, yes, I agree with you. I mean, it's so many moments. It's hard to take out one or two, especially from that year. And then at the same time, that was the year I was battling partially torn patella. It was fulfilling, but at the end of the day, the grind was worth it. The work that you put in was worth it, and then for it to happen the way it did. So it's tough to take out one or two moments, keep moments from there, but the whole year was a great year. It's good in its own stuff. You can't get the glory without the missteps, right? So
no question. Now, so 9 years of professional basketball as well, playing overseas. How is that? And we're going to get into a little quickly into your what you're doing professionally now, but what did you learn from that? What did you take, and how valuable is that to be able to have that experience, to be able to do that?
I mean, it's valuable in so many ways. My middle's daughter, she was born in France. We travel so many places, the world, traveled Europe. So I think being cultured in that way is going to help my kids. We still going to travel quite often. I mean, obviously not now with COVID going on, but it's experience. There's things that I learned traveling and being in different cultures. For instance, one thing I learned when I was in Greece, right? Put the phone down where we were at the dinner table. Actually,
great.
Respect, and then also engage with the person in front of you, right? These moments don't come often. You can't take anything for granted. And I know it's kind of, you know, rough for me to say this, but in America, we don't really appreciate that. I mean, it goes by household, but it's funny because if you go to a restaurant in America, you know, everyone's on the phone, right? Everyone is taking pictures, this and that, instead of putting the phone down, let's family time, let's talk, what's going on. And so that's one thing that I have with my family now. We put the devices down. And as they get older, I will still, listen, you can get on devices all the day that you want, but we're at this dinner table, let's talk. I want to know what's going on in your life, because there's one thing that can get real fast, real quick with this internet age right now, right? We can get disconnected very easy. And you, yet you might be in one room and you're sending a text message instead of just saying, hey, come here for a second, or I walk over there. So I think, you know, traveling and being cultured during those 9 years has been a blessing. I truly appreciate it. Met so many different people, experienced so many things, so many pictures. And I'm appreciative of it.
I'm wondering if you're available for hire to come and give your message to my family. Actually, we're pretty good about that here, but that's a great message and something that is an important thing about connection. And you clearly do that even in this interview. You and I have spoken before, but that's a very important thing from that standpoint. Tell me, as you care to share about your family, and I didn't ask you this before, and if sometimes people want to share a lot and some of the times they don't, but tell me about, first, I know you have a sibling and I know you have children, but tell me a little bit about that.
So I have three kids, two girls and a boy. My oldest is 6 years old. Her name is Amalia. My middle child is named Victoria. She's four. She'll be four in about 2 weeks. And then my youngest boy, he's two, by the name of Lorenzo. They're a blessing, right? There's never a dull moment in this house.
Yeah.
If it's not stop, put it down, stop jumping, don't do that. It's nothing but fun. I'm truly appreciative of them. I'm so blessed for them to be healthy and be in our lives. I mean, this is the small things we can't take for granted, especially going through what we're going through now. We homeschool. Even before COVID, we decided to homeschool. We don't do the virtual school. We're happy. I mean, I'm super blessed. I really have nothing to complain about.
Tell me about what lesson will you with social justice being such a big part of not only college sports, but the world, clearly, and the world that we're living in. I don't know how much you've gotten into that with your kids just yet, but what will be your message what should be your message, do you think, for not only if you were playing now, but also to your kids about what is that message that's important for them to understand as their lives move forward?
I think for me is don't turn a blind eye. I think that's one of the things that I think, like, it's a disservice when we get on the internet or social media. I kind of got away from social media so much, but we have the phone up quicker than we have a voice, right? People rather record something and say, oh, look at this. I mean, it's good to record because now it's history. So now we can understand. If it wasn't for the phone, we wouldn't be able to see Mr. George Floyd, right? But we got to be able to speak. We can't turn a blind eye. We're not able to just turn the cheek and say, oh, well, it didn't happen to me, because you don't know how that comes around. So I think that's going to be my message to them. I haven't really got into it because they're so young and they don't really fully understand. But especially being, a Black man in America and having interracial children, I think that's definitely going to be a message that is sooner than I like, especially when they get a little older, when they start driving. To understand, it's unfortunate that we got to have these conversations, right? So giving them an understanding of what's expected of them. And I want you to stand tall, but at the end of the day, I need you to come home at night. And so that's going to be a situation where it's a serious moment and you need to sit down and talk to the kids. But at the end of the day, at least we're having a conversation, right? So we're having this conversation now. That is a start. And then going from there is going to be only time will tell, right? And so each and every day, just, giving them, I reach to them about the history of America, but not only that, but also where they come from and what's in their blood. You can't be honing on what is just America, right? You need to have a world history. And I think that's one thing that we lack As a people, as a whole, respecting where we come from and what was before us, and understand there's nothing really new under the sun, right, for the most part. And so just respecting that.
Extremely well put. I mean, I think it's an important thing for you to say. And I think your kids will be off to a good start when you get a chance to do that. That would be a great thing, that gift you can give them. Tell me about your, you know, the Elite Foundation, and also what's your day job? What keeps you, I know you've written your book. I read your book back a few years ago and I love that, but tell me about, you have a very entrepreneurial spirit to you, and where you are professionally.
Well, so I retired from ball this past season. After when the season got cut short in March, I decided that it was time for me to call it quits. My oldest daughter was starting to ask me, "Hey, Dad, when are you going to start walking me to school?" And yeah. And so, you know, I had to make the decision what was best for my family. You know, I've been able to save money and done well financially. So that's also a position to be in. But at the end of the day, so now my new career is I work for Eli Lilly. As a sales rep in the neuroscience division. And so that's my new thing. And it still keeps me competitive, right? And then I still got the foundation of the company being in Indiana. So maybe one day I'll get back to Indianapolis and live there in a home office. But with my foundation, it's just helping youth. Now I moved, I'm not in Florida anymore. So I moved to different states. So I had to put it on hold for a second because learning these new medications takes a lot of time, and talking to doctors and stuff like that. So, but I do intend to pick that up because it's important, especially given to the youth, and just be a light for someone else. Because you never know that. Now, that's one thing I have realized. You never know how you touch someone. You never know how you can really touch someone, even if it's just talking to them. That goes a long way. And so, yes.
Yeah, great company in Eli Lilly that will provide you some great opportunities. And my guess is you'll learn a lot and use that for yourself down the road. Tell me about any birthday traditions, anything that you might be doing special besides your young family adoring their dad on his big day. Anything else that you've done throughout your whole life that's a birthday tradition for Keaton Grant?
So I don't have any birthday traditions, right? So me being from Florida, my family was never really with me for my birthdays in college, right? So in all the times that I traveled, my family wasn't with me for my birthdays when I was in Europe. So being here in America, we're just going to start there. Like, for instance, Thanksgiving was the first Thanksgiving I have had with my family since I left high school.
Yeah.
So that's... what is that, 15 years, 15, 16 years? So with that experience, it's different. So we just started from there. Thanksgiving was different for me because now I'm vegan. So there was no turkey, there was no ham. So it's different all around. So just starting from there, just being in America and being with my family, we'll start from that transition. I think we have to really start one. I mean, for Christmas, we finally was able to buy a real Christmas tree in Europe. Christmas trees don't look the way they look in America. So we bought a real Christmas tree, not a plant. And so we started out with decorating it all together. And so that's been the fun part. I think just really being with my family, being in America, and just starting our own, I think that's the unique thing about it and the fun part.
Well, I think you're off to a great start with that. Tell me a last question, just if you had a chance to watch the Boilermakers at all this year. Obviously, it's a weird situation. I can't imagine Keaton Grant making those threes with no fans in the stands and not being able to have some fun going back down the court. How do you relate to that? But also, what do you see out of this year's team so far, if you've had the chance to watch them play?
I'll be honest with you, Alan, I have not been able to watch yet. I told you I have three kids. So honestly, bedtime for me is literally, no, but I will watch them this year. I just haven't had the opportunity to watch them yet. But I know for a fact they play hard, right? They're going to play basketball.
Yeah,
right, right. Coach Painter, that's his foundation, and he's not going to be from it. Honestly, that's not even Coach Painter's foundation, right? That's Purdue's way. That's black and gold. That's what we depend on. That's what our fans know for a fact they're going to get. They're going to get playing basketball the right way. And then no lack in the effort department. So I look forward to watching them. I really hope there's going to be a tournament this year. So I haven't watched them yet, to be honest with you, but I know for a fact I'll definitely turn them on, and then I'll be able to enjoy, because I know for a fact.
I was going to say, on your birthday, maybe they can get you a win against Miami. They're playing at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, and it's an interesting vibe. There's several guys out there you'll like of the new guys. Certainly Jaden Ivey, who's been hurt a little bit, but Brandon Newman, Ethan Morton are good young players that are, he's got a good team. You'll like them. They play hard. They make some mistakes, but that's college basketball. So Keaton, thanks so much for your time, and have a great 34th. I promise you, well, maybe we'll make this a yearly tradition. I don't know, but it's always great to get caught up with you and hear that you're doing well, and best to you and your family over the holiday season. And I know I'm a December birthday as well, so those December birthdays are a little tough sometimes because the holidays are all there, but I'm also of the ilk that all birthdays are good. So today is a special day for you, and we wish you well.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it. Happy birthday when it is your birthday. And I truly appreciate you taking the time to let me get on Black and Golden Black, excuse me. And please be safe and enjoy.
All right. Thanks so much. Day.